You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines for your call. I just want to finish up with it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks this is... You've got this woman, this leftist, posting this video that is just totally nonsensical. It just makes no sense in the modern world. And she thinks that the right wing is just too dumb to understand. It's like the time that I was over here in the conversation of the people going, yeah, they had to change the term global warming to climate change because Trump supporters are too stupid to understand how global warming makes things cooler. It's like, oh, yeah, we're the dumb ones for sure. Definitely, that's us. And she just, time and time again, people correct her message, right? Here, I fixed it for you to better reflect the truth. The man in the middle says, give this poor immigrant your cookie. He is a doctor or engineer. And she's like, no, no, the guy in the middle is Murdoch. And the cartoonist has captured how we're manipulated by the media. No, you see, you don't understand it. You've been manipulated by the media. It's people being like, well, why isn't the guy on the left stabbing little girls? That would be more accurate. They're like, no, no, you've been manipulated by the media. While the UK is telling people that retweeting videos of Muslim attacks will get them sent to jail for 7 years, and the media is universally refusing to air footage of what's actually happening. Luckily, people are putting together compilations. Here's one posted by Tommy Robinson. Here's what's actually happening on the streets of the UK.
The following will not be televised.
Community leaders have been speaking to the police as well because.
Yo, free Palestine! Free Palestine!
But I think, apologies for the language you're hearing,
free
but.
Palestine.
The smashing of the people's cars.
You know what, I disagree with that. Them people are not racist, are they?
I don't know, a car, I assume. People in it and they assumed that they were EDL, apparently, I'm not sure. And that's why they all ran.
He needs an ambulance, so he does.
Running around randomly, savagely beating British white people. If you share this video, you may be sentenced to 7 jails in the UK.
limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on. America's Journal. I forgot the name of my show for a second there. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal. We'll go out to your calls as soon as possible. I'm going to take a brief pause from the news of the day. The world wars being started and the civil wars being calculated for. We'll get back to that in just a second. But I think it's worth it to play a video now that I consider to be very simply the greatest video in the history of the internet. Because the man who appears in this video died today. His name was Jack Carlson. He was 82 years old. If you haven't seen this video before, it is a video from 1991 in Australia. And I've heard different accounts of this. What I believe was the story that I originally heard was that this guy would go around Australia and he would dine and dash, because the fine for dining and dashing costs less than an expensive meal. So he would go and eat a $200 meal, and then he'd get arrested and he'd pay a $50 fine. He would just do this over and over. That was the original story I'd heard. Later, this guy was interviewed and he was saying, no, that wasn't the case at all. It was pure misapprehension. He was the wrong guy. They were trying to arrest somebody. They arrest him instead. So according to him, this video is totally legit. He's not putting on an act. He's not like, you know, originally you think like, okay, this guy's like a criminal. He's kind of like putting on a show, because the whole thing is just kind of like silly where he gets arrested constantly. Apparently that's not the case. Apparently this guy was just eating a nice meal, succulent Chinese meal in a Chinese restaurant when he was hauled out by police. And this was his actual legitimate, slightly drunk response to this. Again, the news, you know, there is something metaphysical here. There is something going on. There is something very deep about this video, if you really think about it. Or you can just watch it and love it. It is what I consider the greatest video in the history of the internet. And we pray for the soul of Jack Carlson. Here he is being arrested in 1991. I believe this is clip number 11.
Speak.
Sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
Come on.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
Why did you do this to me?
Up in the car.
Get some cups. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me?
Oh, well, we've only got one.
Ta-ta! And farewell. One cup, look! Laban.
An icon of the times. Rest in peace. There's something to... This is Democracy Manifest. We have an innocent man significantly stronger than everyone around him. They literally cannot shove him in the car. He's not even fighting back. They're all just, you know, limp-wristed little uniformed dudes shoving this guy in the car, refusing to allow him to speak. This is Democracy Manifest. I'm just the fact that he slams the car door shut as soon as they start to put him in. You're under arrest. I'm under what? The whole thing. I love it. We're all edified by watching that right there. I think we can all take that spirit, try to put it in our everyday lives. As these weak little state operatives try and fail, have to work together to get this very funny man into the back of the car. I love it, and I'm sorry that he's gone. With that, we go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Joan in Minnesota. I want to talk about Tim Walz. Thanks for calling in. Joan, you are on the air. Joan, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Joan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
I hear you well.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you. Actually, what I wanted to point out is something that perhaps no one else has yet. If we go back to Hillary's VP pick, Tim Kaine, I noticed a little bit of a similarity.
It's almost exactly the same.
Yeah. Also, it's a little frustrating when people say, oh, you guys in Minnesota, you deserve what you get, you know, because you voted for him. Not so much.
So how is he perceived in Minnesota?
Well, ironically, the newspapers here are just touting how wonderful he is. But, the opinions that don't get printed are not reflected in the papers and in social and media. So, as you can imagine, like everything else.
So, a lot of people are hearing about Tim Walz sort of for the first time here. And the big takeaways are he seems to be extremely far left when it comes to like transgenderism and that sort of stuff. He launched his career on a false claim as a combat veteran in the war on terror. Stolen valor is a big topic now. Are these things that you know, you sort of went through when he was running for governor, or and these are all sort of new, you know, old news to you and that are being brought up now that everybody knows who he is? Or just what do you know about him that you want the rest of the country to know?
Actually, when he was first running, I don't think people really even knew much about him. I think a lot of that information was suppressed. Just actually now I'm learning things. But, it's like he came out of nowhere, you know, one of those things. You know, they portrayed him as, you know, the average guy, you know. But I'm finding out things now that I don't believe those are... actually what's depicting who he is. I don't want to say too much and get myself in trouble here. But I have one quick thing also about a suggestion for Trump to invite that cute little black gal that was in that video montage that Joe Biden passed over in the crowd. Do you remember her?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know how... I think Trump should have her at one of his rallies, invite her on.
That would be fun. I would be surprised if they didn't reach out to her.
Right, exactly.
There's been so many things recently. That was another good one.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Joan. Just on the topic of Tim Walz, you want to know the most amazing thing about Tim Walz? You want to know the most shocking fact about Tim Walz? If the crew can bring up a picture of him real quick, I'm going to let you know something shocking. Now, if you'll remember, when when I learned about who this guy, bring up like a recent picture of him, like whatever in his latest appearance. Bring a picture of him at a rally with Kamala. My first impression of him was he looks deeply unhealthy. I can't exactly explain why. This man is 60 years old. He's 20 years younger than Donald Trump. You'd never know it, would you? That sort of shocked me. 60 years old, this guy. That's how 60-year-olds looked in 1920. I've seen those videos where it's like, this is a 30-year-old in 1950, and they look, they're like middle-aged. They got a big beer belly and they're bald. Yeah, he's only 60 years old. He looks much older. I had a lot of people telling me that I just said he looked puffy. He just doesn't look healthy. There's something about him that just looks wrong. And people are telling me, yeah, he's an alcoholic. That's why he probably looks puffy. So maybe there's something to that. Then there's this, and this story has been, it's so weird. It is so weird. So I guess Hillary Clinton tweeted out an image of a tampon box with Tim Walz on the front with the word tampon Tim. Because one of the big things, you know, they're trying to pitch him as a centrist, right? There's all these things. Good luck trying to portray him as a coastal elite, out of touch guy. He's a hunter. He hunts. He's just your regular dude. He's grandpa. He's your dad. He's totally normal. It's like, okay, but he put tampons in the boys' room. So is he far left? Is he far right? Is he in the center? Or is he, you know, pushing the craziest, most pointless virtue signaling type of nonsense? And remember, the first article we read, they touted as a positive that Tim Walz supported, was a steadfast supporter of Biden even after his disastrous debate. Like they actually pitched that as a positive. That even when the whole world saw what a horrible person Joe Biden was, he stood by him. He wasn't afraid to stand by the incompetent idiot for political gain. So, I mean, they actually see, you know, sycophancy and dishonest loyalty to a corrupt regime as a positive. They're pushing that as a positive. But let's get back to old tampon Tim, shall we? Walz became a national figure this week after Vice President Kamala Harris selected him as her 2024 running mate to challenge former President Donald Trump and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Walz, who has been credited with coining the quote, weird line of attack that's being widely used to criticize Republicans, has found his own social policies in the spotlight. One prominent example is having signed a bill that provides free menstrual products to Minnesota school boys' restrooms as a way to accommodate transgender students, which is just weird. Since then, the moniker of Tampon Tim has been used to highlight his socially progressive views. Washington Post columnist Monica Hess, who's previously defended drag queen story hours for children, argued that boys should be checking in with their female classmates about their menstrual cycles. Quote, since Tampon Tim is trending, I'll point out that in high school, any boy who casually was like, oh, you got your period? I stashed a pad from the bathroom in my backpack in case one of my friends needed it. That boy would be a king stud, she wrote. That boy would be drowning in prom invites. Yeah, hear that, boys? If you're a high school boy, go talk to your classmates about their periods. They love that. What world do these people live in? It ain't Earth. It's not America. You know what? I think it's such a good idea. I think tampons should only be available in the boys' room. I think when a girl has her period, she should have to go to a boy for permission to get a tampon. I think the boy should have the tampons. And I think if a girl in your school is upset for any reason, she's mad, she seems a little bit on edge, you know, maybe whip a tampon out. Ask her if that's what's going on. I mean, what? If you do something to piss off your female classmate, just reach in your backpack, go, I got one of these in the boys' bathroom. Is this maybe what's going on with you right now? Is that maybe what you're going through? Yeah, it'll go really well. They'll think of you as a, quote, King Stud. King Stud, the tampon salesman. These people get votes? These people are the are the cultural forefront, right? See, this is the thing. They don't understand the tactic that Trump supporters have adopted of embracing the things they say about us. Because the things they say about us are intrinsically kind of cool, right? They're like toxic masculinity. That's something you can just embrace and go, hell yeah, I'm toxically masculine. Because there's nothing like inherently negative about being masculine. So it's not actually an insult. It is in their deranged, psychotic worldview. But for people that aren't brainwashed by them, if you try to insult somebody by calling them masculine, it's not going to work. See, because it's intrinsically good to be masculine if you're a man. They're trying to embrace Tampon Tim as if that's not just innately uncomfortable and bizarre and frankly weird. They're like, we're not like those weirdos. We think tampons, we think boys should carry around tampons for their friends. Okay. All right. Give me a call, folks. Hey, if you're a high school boy that's had success, if you've gotten attention from the ladies because you carry around tampons for them, you just try this out. Let me know how it goes. Okay. The columnist doubled down on her suggestion, arguing in a following post, some of these responses really tell me you've never had close female friends without telling me you've never had close female friends. I'll tell you, folks, I've had a lot of very close female friends. More than probably any other guy I know. I don't know why. It's never something but it's just always been a thing. I've always had like really good friends that are girls to this day. So let me tell you, as an expert in this, these people are tricking you. They're lying to you. Girls don't want friends asking them about their periods, okay? It's just so weird. I don't even know what to say about this anymore. It's just so creepy. It's just so creepy and weird. Because the whole, I guess it's desperation in a way, in a weird kind of way. Because the idea is that you're going to have girls who get their periods but are dressed up like boys and they're transgender. They're pretending to be boys, so they go into the boys' bathroom. But they are, in fact, biologically and literally girls, so they might need tampons. So you put tampons in the boys' bathroom for the trans boys, for the girls dressed up like boys. But that's very just like weird in and of itself. And so they're trying to spin it as like, no, it's cool for boys to get tampons and to give them to girls. It's like, just stop. This is bad and weird. And you can't like accept this and just go, yeah, we're embracing it. We do. We free bleed. It's like, ugh, no, stop. Stop that. This isn't like toxic masculinity. You can't like adopt this and make it cool. Stop. Or just keep going. I don't really care because all you're doing is just exposing to everybody how you are, what you're like and how you are and how you think. And I the more of that people know about, the less they like you. So keep talking, idiots. Richard in Austin is called in about Tampon Tim. Go ahead, Richard, you're on the air.
You got a good copy on me, Harrison?
I hear you well.
All right, good deal. Well, I was just listening to you. I'm out here on Lady Bird hiking bike, and I was thinking we should extend the moniker, the left and the mainstream media through the first stage calling J.D. Vance weird and all that. So the gloves can be off. So let's go ahead and say rigged election, stolen valor, tampon, summer of love, mostly peaceful Tim.
Let's tell the truth is what you're saying.
There you go. Just go ahead and hang the whole moniker on his neck like a flaming tire around his neck.
Whoa. This isn't South Africa yet. Brother, we'll get to that eventually.
I don't mean that literally. I mean that what do you call it?
Figuratively, metaphorically. I agree.
Exactly. There you go. That's it.
He needs to be garland with these ideas, these concepts, these labels. I completely agree. And again, the previous caller might have missed the joke I made, but the fact that he is basically exchangeable with Tim Kaine. They're both named Tim. They're both just like kind of pudgy, out of shape white dudes from the Midwest. It's like, I don't know. It's all very pathetic. It's all very, very pathetic. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee now. You say educators in Minnesota are upset with Tim Walz. Go ahead, Ty. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Cool, man. Hey, both of my parents are actually teachers up in Minnesota, and they, I don't know if you heard, they had like a demonstration at the Capitol earlier this year, all the teachers did.
I didn't hear
and
that.
They were trying to get something passed for the retirement for the teachers up there, and so they didn't pass anything. So I know there are a lot of teachers that are really upset with just the government and Tim Walz up there currently.
Well, what do they have to be upset about? There's tampons in the boys' rooms. I mean, sounds like everything's going well. What, they're not getting paid? Their schools are unstable. Their populations are criminal, and their workplaces are unsafe. But there's tampons in the boys' bathroom, so problem solved, I think. I hadn't heard about this. I just searched it now. Minneapolis educators strike for safe, stable schools. Minnesota, Minneapolis Federation of Teachers and Education Support Professionals and Teachers and Education Support Professional chapters went on strike March 8th, the first educator strike in the city in 52 years. Yes, they're not happy about this guy, but, you know?
My mom said that, and I know that she's been voting Democrat probably her whole life just because, you know, they're supposed to be better for educators, but I know she said if Tim Walz was the vice president pick, that she would absolutely not be voting for that ticket. So you might have a lot of like silent Trump voters up there that are, you know, educators or teachers. So it's just something to think about.
Well, I don't know, Ty. The Hill is telling us that teachers are swooning over Walz joining the Democratic ticket. Your mother's not swooning. She should be swooning right now.
Not swooning at all, man.
The mainstream media guarantees me she is, in fact, swooning, Ty. So you're spreading fake news now on my program. No, that's interesting to hear. Again, you know, most people, including myself, never really heard of this guy before now. And we need people like your mom to speak out. Tell her to call in next time, Ty. I appreciate the call from you, but I want to hear from the teachers upset about this. Because, again, we don't know that much about it. We know he's, you know, stolen valor. We know he's lied about his military history. We know that he pretty much single-handedly was responsible for the outbreak of the massive riots in 2020. In fact, there's a video, I don't think I grabbed it, but the mayors in Minnesota squarely put the blame on him, saying, I asked for National Guard. I wanted to protect my city, and the governor's office said no and didn't allow us. So we're learning about him. We're learning about old Tim Walz as we move forward. And just like everything from the Democrats, the more you learn, the less you like them. It's a very simple sort of trajectory. The more you learn and the more sort of firsthand stories you hear about Democrats, the worse they get. The more you learn about Trump, the more awesome he becomes. The more you learn about Ron Paul or Alex Jones, the better they become, because you start off with a total misconception by the media on who these people are. And it's the same case, just in reverse with the Democrats. They portray them as just a normal, regular dude that is very responsible and a good governor. And then it's like you actually start to look into it and you can't find a single positive thing for his entire tenure. Kind of like Kamala. Nobody likes these people. Nobody voted for them. That's democracy manifest.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkiewicz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
A lot of people calling about, well, Jeff called about other topics too, but just sticking to Kamala and her running mate. I'm not sure if his last name is pronounced Walls or Waltz or Kane. He's just he's a cutout. And it's, I don't know. What do y'all think is the best tactic to take here? Because the Democrats seem a little bit shameless. Like my instinct is to try to shame them because how pathetic it is to be led around by the nose by people who despise you. Like, you've got people at this Kamala Harris rally chanting democracy after they completely rigged the primary to get Biden into office and then replaced him, the old switcheroo with Kamala Harris, who nobody voted for. Nobody's voted, cast a vote in this. It's all been decided by some shadowy cabal of party leaders, and they're out there chanting democracy. Like, you should feel stupid. You should feel bad for being that stupid. It should make you embarrassed that you're falling for this, or the idea of Kamala Harris having been in the race for 17 days, never did an interview, was never done a debate, was offered no public policy, like just nothing but TikTok videos and a Megan Thee Stallion concert, and apparently she's now pulling equal with Trump. Like, you should be embarrassed. I guess they just have this perception of Trump as not having any substance, so they think it's fine when they do it, but that's just another lie you believe. That's just another layer of the deception that you have to break through. Because nobody supported, you know, people were entertained by Trump, thought it was funny and cool when Trump would insult people and be sort of bombastic. But underneath that, undergirding that bravado, were solid, really unique policy proposals that you weren't hearing from anybody else, and that made a lot of sense, and that when put into action were extremely successful. But you're never told about any of that. You're kept in a constant state of outrage. And so you think, well, they embrace somebody because of the aesthetics or whatever. So that's what we'll do. It's, no, you are the ones being tricked. I hate to let you know. I have some videos on this. Let's go to clip number 16 first. Here's J.D. Vance talking about old Timothy Waltz.
Sir.
Last night, Governor Walz suggested that because of your Ivy League education and your Silicon backing your political career, that you yourself are part of the elite. What are your first impressions of them trying to frame you this way to the American public?
Well, look, I came from a family where nobody in my family had ever gone to law school. I grew up in a poor family. The fact that Tim Walz wants to turn it into a bad thing, that I actually worked myself through college, through law school, and made something myself, to me, that's the American dream. And if Tim Walz wants to insult it, I think that's frankly pretty bizarre. Now, look, what really bothers me about Tim Walz, it's not even the positions that he's taken, though certainly he has been a far left radical. You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz as a Marine who served his country in uniform? When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? What was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Hey, look, he pretends to be a soldier, and Kamala Harris pretends to be intelligent. They're all pretending to be something that they're not. All right, let's go out to your calls, and if we can keep your comments short, I'll get to as many as possible. Let's go to Dave in Minnesota. Hold on. They're still screening, Dave. Sorry. All right, Dave, you're on the air. Sorry to interrupt your screening, but go ahead. You're on the air.
No, I appreciate it, Harrison. So we're asking too much if we're thinking the psychopathic overlords in our establishment class are going to have any sense of humility, because they don't typically take responsibility, because unfortunately the gelded old pathetic GOP doesn't hold them accountable. So I understand what you're saying, but you know, this is so blatant that they rub our noses in this. As you said, Kamala Harris polled at less than 2%, never got a delegate in 2020. They elevate her to be the nominee through backroom channels, just like when Hillary stole it from Bernie Sanders in 2016. And then Biden and the Democrat machine did the same thing when they were stealing it from Bernie in 2020. They'll do the same thing now. And they just rub our face in it because they know our 70% of the supporters in this country are represented by weak-kneed, feckless Republicans, unfortunately.
100%. Wow, very well said, and I have nothing to add to that. Could not agree more. Let's go to Super Dave in New York. We're moving from Dave to Super Dave. Go ahead, Super Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you? I love your show, and I love Nitro Boost and Survival Shield X3. Beautiful stuff. I just wanted to say, I don't think they give a crap about anything. I think they're playing us, and they know something big is going to happen, so they just throw everything at us and see what we do. I don't think they're serious at all. They don't give a crap, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
No, it's the same. It's the same feeling that I got in 2020. I've talked about it before. I used to, you know, watch Tim Pool's coverage of the election in 2020, and I would always just be baffled where, and it'd be Tim Pool going, are they trying to lose? And it's like, yeah, they're trying to, no, they're going to cheat to win. And in fact, they're going to cheat to win in an obvious and blatant way. They actually want to lose. They want to lose the real election so that when they cheat, it pisses everybody off. And just like they're doing in UK, just like they're doing in Venezuela, just like they did in Brazil, just like they did after January 6th, you do something egregious and you violate the sanctity of your governmental systems in full view of everybody. And when that pisses people off, you say being angry at us is terrorism and we're going to arrest you and throw you in prison. They're running this playbook over and over. And so, yeah, in a way, it does seem like, you know, running Kamala is such a terrible idea from a traditional, you know, political calculus. But it doesn't matter because they're going to cheat and they already have everything in place. And if you get pissed off at their cheating, then they just have an excuse to call you a terrorist and throw you in prison. So it's not a good situation we're in. Thank you for the call, Super Dave. Let's go to Nick in Connecticut, since you're talking about stealing this election. Go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Harrison?
Good, thanks.
Good. If I could first just make a quick plug,
please,
for some product. I know you're short on time, but I have a lot of problems. I don't know what it is. Getting up out of bed in the morning sometimes. Might be lack of sleep, to be honest with you. If I don't take X2, like, forget it, I'll sleep through a nuclear holocaust. As long as I take that, it seems like my alarm goes off, I wake up the first shot, I start my day with Turbo Force, and I'm good to go for the day. But to get down to brass tacks, you know, we talk about what...
I'll tell you what, stay on the line, Nick, because I appreciate the plug, and we'll get to you right off the bat on the other side of this commercial break. And look, I've had the same experience. I can't tell you that this is going to be your experience, but same thing with me. When I started taking Survival Shield X3, I just wasn't tired in the afternoons anymore. I used to go home and take a nap after the show. I'd wake up and keep working, but I just stopped needing to do that when I started taking X3. Amazing. It really is. You don't know what you're missing until you try it. InfoWarsStore.com.
So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. On the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, these banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. They want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money, you're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is as our freedoms
erode. Oh, no, I mean, I can't believe we have millions of viewers right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average. And I sell high quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong. And America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation. And so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. This is just trying to kill Trump just, 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position, but we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. You'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20-30%. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now to kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3100. We'll explain it all to you. Most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums. And most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talked to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott.
What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce.
And I'm sitting here saying, it funds us, it keeps on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean,
this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever.
Go now to kepm.com/gold.
Welcome back. This is the American Journal. I'm sorry, I was planning on taking more calls this segment, but we're changing some things around. So instead, we're going to go to a exclusive report from Alex Jones. You can find it on Alex Jones's X at Real Alex Jones. Follow me at Harrison Hill Smith. And share this video at band.video and infowars.com. Of course, support us at infowarsstore.com. And that's going to do it for us. I will see you tomorrow. Here's Alex Jones with an exclusive report.
So we're now into day two of the Olympics, and they're doing public satanic rituals with half-naked men, genitals hanging out, with children gyrating on them, blaspheming the Last Supper of Christ. We'll get to that in a moment. They're trying to censor it, trying to block it now after they put it out worldwide. But let's talk about the curse, like Sodom and Gomorrah, that Paris is under, the true Paris sin. They're a river full of feces with the swimmers swimming in it, fires everywhere, all over the place. Massive power outages, in some cases city-wide. I mean, this is a hellish experience. Firebombings of trains and their railways, and people paying massive amounts of money to be part of this spectacle. This is what you see in the final days of a collapsed civilization. Every time in history. As we enter the fourth turning, it's happening right now. Burning buildings, burning train yards, people swimming in feces, just Satanism and pedophilic demonstrations everywhere. The wages of sin are death. Serving Satan is for losers. We're going to the report right now.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
And this is a special Saturday emergency news bulletin. If you thought Dylan Mulvaney and the Bud Light fiasco that basically destroyed Anheuser-Busch was a big story, the Olympics is in full, total panic mode after yesterday at the official launch of the Olympics. They had a whole bunch of anti-Christian, blasphemous garbage that we're going to be going over. But here's the key. NBC... that's running the Olympics and the Olympic Committee have filed hundreds of DMCA takedown orders on X and other platforms, with the videos having hundreds of millions of views, some of them, showing what they put at the opening of the Olympics. Now, I was thinking about this. We could show you this footage and then have them try to take it down. It's fair use. We have a right to do it. It's a public event. We're giving commentary. But I don't want to show you what's in these videos. If you want to find them, despite them trying to remove them, everybody's re-uploading them, go look at it for yourselves, but don't have any children in the room, because we'll put still images of the wide shot up, but not close images. Because the reason they're really trying to censor this now is there was backlash. They thought they would just basically subliminally program everybody. We're going to walk through what the symbols and what all the iconography mean. But recreating Christ's Last Supper, and we got them side by side, we'll put on screen, with the opening ceremony, with potentially over a billion people watching, they had a bunch of men dressed as women and a giant, fat, obese woman with multiple children taking the roles of Christ's disciples, with Bacchus, the god of sex, orgies, debauchery, drug use, alcoholism, as the flesh that they basically eat. And when you get into real Satanism, it's all about carrying out black masses or carrying out black Sabbaths, where you take something holy and you inverse it and you reverse it. Classical satanic rituals going back thousands of years were doing things in the name of Christ, but reversing it. I'm not going to mention those things here, but it's terrible. But BlackRock and the big banks are all Disney, putting billions in the last 5 years into what they call drag queen story time, from Australia to Germany to Canada, the U.S. to Mexico. And men dressed like demon clowns, and there's a great movie poster they put out, countering this, that fully exposes it. In fact, we'll put it back on screen. And literally, it's just a bunch of people dressed like demon clowns, men saying they're women and then saying the image of a woman is a demon. So this is meant satanically to disgrace God and to demoralize God's followers. And if you zoom in on the videos that I'm not going to show here, because just of good taste, it's pornographic, multiple men have their genitals hanging out in the wide shot video shot, and there's children gyrating. You can't tell they're little boys, little girls, sexually dancing around like they're at a topless bar while this is happening. So it's about capturing our children. It's about showing them as trophies. It's about rubbing in your face. And we'd be here for 5 hours if I showed you all the new rock and roll and hip hop and just all the music that's all about Satanism, all about death, all about torture, all about murder. The Super Bowl has it. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. So Satan has come out of the closet in a big, big way, because I'm not going to give them any excuse to say that it's their material. Again, it's totally covered under the law. It's totally fair use. We're commentating on something that's public, that's worldwide. We're giving analysis, but I'm not even going to give them what they want to put their fake takedown, because I don't want to show you the men with their penises and testicles out with children humping them. I'm not going to. If you want to go on X, that's the one place you can still find some of it. They're taking it down everywhere else. Then you can go look at it for yourself. But I posted more than 10 videos last night and this morning, and they took them all down on our X account. And I just put links, so they took the videos down that I linked to, because there was a major backlash, and they now, because people are paying attention, don't want you to see it, they thought they'd just slip it in. But that's what they do over and over again. That's like during the COVID lockdowns. They thought it would sell everybody on working from home and eating the bugs and everything, but instead, parents for the first time were locked in the house with their kids for over a year and a half, places like Australia, 6 months here in the U.S., and they got to see what was being taught by the schools, and it's everything you see going on at the Olympics. So that's the key. This is a test by the ESG, Global Corporate Credit Score, the social credit score. They're starting with corporations first and passing down to the people to see if they will carry out outrageous orders. So you wonder why it's in the music, it's in the culture, it's in the movies, it's in the sports. And it's admitted by Larry Fink and BlackRock, that controls over 80% of world assets, that they don't give funds and don't give loans to corporations and companies unless they do it. So you wonder why Tractor Supply is promoting all this, or why Harley Davidson is. Literal drag queen, fat men dressed up like demons with kids humping on them, or them humping on kids. Why are they doing it? Why is almost every major corporation? Why is Bud Light doing this? Because they get financed and they get supported if they do. But when the backlash is too big, they expect some backlash. But when the backlash is ultra, ultra massive, they pull back and they try to then censor what they put out on broadcast television to billions of people worldwide. And now they don't want you to see it. And again, I've now seen five of the events that they had, because I don't even watch Olympics anymore. It's always been globalist for decades. And I sat there last night this morning and watched it. And it is hardcore. Not just the desecration of Christians and the attack on Christians that we see in the recreation in a demonic fashion of the Last Supper of Christ, where now the body of Christ is Bacchus, the demon god, and children are all gyrating around sexually while men's genitals hang out. This is on live TV to the world. I mean, if you zoom it in, you'll see it, but I'm not pushing to do it. Multiple people have their genitals hanging out in this particular video. And again, children simulated humping on them, simulated sex. And so it's called lesser magic. If they can do a simulation in front of you, the Satanists, the occultists believe that then it will be manifest in the real world. So this is their coming out of the closet. This is their pedophilic, satanic ritual. Like they do at Bohemian Grove, secretly doing mock human sacrifices of children, and like they do at Skull and Bones. We got incredible footage with our sources out of Bohemian Grove just a week and a half ago. That's what all of this is really about. And again, they're trying to program you subconsciously, but when you're conscious of it and it backfires, then they try to pull it. So what they're doing is totally illegal. Elon Musk has now unfollowed the Olympics and criticized them for this. That's a good thing he's done, but it's very, very important. So here are some of the screenshots I've done of this. Olympic crackdown, Mario Nafal, one of the top X Spaces guys, tens of millions of views a day. He got DMC takedown orders. They took all his videos down, almost shut his channel down. That's what they're doing. And again, here's just blow-ups of the children that later gyrate and are being humped on by men with their genitals hanging out on international television. Of course, you have earlier Olympics 2012 where Grim Reaper comes down with vaccines to kill the kids. You got other Olympic deals with the drag queens. It's all drag queens. There's a screenshot of someone I'm talking about. And of course, you got Marina Abramovich, who's the main ambassador of the Ukrainian children, who's the head Aleister Crowley black magic witch worldwide.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. at Real Alex Jones on X.